Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Danny from Bothell is. Danny, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you ready to deliver Steve his 200th, or I mean, his stop Steve from hitting his 200th win?
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Danny's ready.
Oh, Danny is in the role of the spoiler.
Ooh, Steve, you got to get out of here so that he can make it happen.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Danny?
Yeah.
What kind of animal builds dams?
Beavers.
Correct. What is Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
That's right. What is the bowl of a tree?
Pass.
During the American Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh took place in what southern state?
South Carolina.
No.
Georgia.
No.
Arkansas.
No. Queen provided the soundtrack to which 1980 space opera? That's right. In what decade did Space Invaders come out?
Ooh, 70s?
Yes. Stockholm is located along what sea?
Nordic?
No.
Atlantic?
No.
Or no, Adriatic?
No. Which American actor was nicknamed the Duke?
Is that John Wayne?
It is. Mach 1 refers to the speed of what?
Sound.
That's right. With the number being in the 40s, how tall are the Hollywood letters in feet?
45.
Yes. Oh, my God. I think we may have accomplished the mission here, Danny. You scored 8.
All right.
I'm sorry. You scored 7. I can't do math. Which is still very good score. Steve Miggs.
Tyron Daly.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Are you ready? Yeah. What kind of animal builds dams?
Beavers.
Yeah. What is Scrooge's first name?
McDuck.
No.
Ebenezer.
Yeah. What is the bowl of a tree?
Huh?
Bowl.
The leaves?
No.
The root?
No.
The trunk?
Yes. During the American Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh took place in what southern state?
Alabama.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Texas.
No. Queen provided the soundtrack to what 1980 space opera?
Oh, man. Flash.
Yes.
He comes to save all of us, Flash Gordon.
Yes. In which
decade? That's a whole different film.
In what decade did Space Invaders come out?
What decade? 70s.
Yes. Stockholm is located along what sea?
The Swedish Sea?
No.
The Caspian?
Nope.
The Sea of Tranquility?
No. Which American actor was nicknamed the Duke?
John Wayne.
Yes. What Mach 1 refers to the speed of what?
Sound.
Yes. With the number being in the 40s, how tall are the Hollywood letters in feet?
40.
No.
45?
Yes. Nice. And with time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got 8 correct. Uh-huh. And that is a victory 8-7.
Let's go, number 200.
That is the 200th win. Sorry, Danny.
That's all good.
I'm very impressed with you.
He saved every one of us.
I would like to go through the things that you didn't know, which are only two.
It's a miracle.
During the American Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh took place in Tennessee.
It's King of the Impossible.
Stockholm is located along the Baltic Sea.
All right.
There you go. Congratulations on hitting 200 wins on the year, Steve.
Where's my freaking confetti?
You know what you really need is just the I beat make
sure. Oh, shut up.
We can get you one of those.
It's nearly 4th of July. They sell those cannons over in like the grocery stores right now. You guys couldn't bring in a confetti cannon?
Instead, I recommend going to the rock shop at KISW.com and getting yourself a shirt.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app. It makes it very simple to leave us a voice message whenever you please. And the messages roll in day after day. Steve, how's it looking in there right now?
People are bitching about you guys not bringing me confetti cannons. Someone wants to talk a little bit about garbage men. And another person wants to talk some snakes.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You know you want to. Give it a try. Leave us a voice message. You're going to be hooked. And you can do it on the Odyssey app. It's totally free to do the download to your smartphone and then let it rip. And Steve, how are we looking?
We've got some good voice messages. Are you ready for the first one?
Always.
From our Odyssey app. Here we go.
I just heard you guys say that it's National Garbage Man Day. That got me wondering about the whole garbage man recycling dude incident with that kid pinning his nails. And Danny, whatever happened with that?
Did that person just fall in the ground?
Crash.
I hope they're okay. So, so this is all stemming from one of your neighbor's kids who got clowned on by somebody in the world of sanitation for having... I don't know why I became Adam Sandler, because that kid had painted fingernails.
Yeah. Actually, he did end up getting a really nice present from our friend Chad, who sent him a full-on garbage recycle truck.
Nice.
It came with all the decals and whatnot. Then it also came with a blanket that said, I love garbage men or something like that. It was like, I love garbage. I don't remember exactly what it said.
Keep sharing this stuff. Barrett's going to get jealous. Tyron's son.
It was super cool. It was super awesome of Chad to send him something.
Shout out to Chad for sure.
And then this past weekend, we actually went out and got pedicures together. Me, his mom, Lucian, and then my girlfriend and Lily.
The kid. You didn't take Chad and his mom.
We took Chad and his mom to get pedicures together. No, we went out. And oddly enough, we found out that the guy that said the mean things to Lucian was actually just like a fill-in recycle guy.
Of course.
So our normal garbage man owns a nail salon in Kirkland.
How random is that?
It was so random. And he invited us out and we went out and got pedicures at his nail salon in Kirkland. It's called Wakita Nails.
Oh, right on. Wakita Nails?
Wakita
Nails.
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember when you told the story and you know, I said, like, for forever, like, the garbage man was really cool to this kid.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, that seems so strange to go from being really cool to a kid to then making fun of him because he has painted nails. Right. But now that kind of makes sense. That it must have been like a fill-in person who just decided, I don't know why, decided to share their opinion with a child, which is so stupid.
Yeah, he came back, and he was just like, he was like appalled by the story, and he was just like, you know, his name's Tuan, and he's awesome. Like, he's the nicest recycle guy. He did Lucian's nails for him.
Oh,
like,
that's
he
rad.
Did the pedicure himself.
Okay, that's awesome.
He got a pedicure by a garbage man?
Yes.
I mean, that's next level for Lucian.
Now Barrett's super jealous.
He's very jelly.
All right, so I got another voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, guys, it's Big Dave. Just wanted to congratulate Taryn on facing your fear and holding that snake.
And it was an actual snake. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm petrified. At least one of us got to face our fears. Man, I'll definitely see you at AEW on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'll get to be in the ring. If not, maybe I'll be a security guard. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is, but I'm going to get to be I'm going to get to work for AEW on Saturday night when they're at the Showwear Center in Kent. So I'm very excited
gonna
about that.
Going to be very cool to see how that all unfolds for you.
And congratulations to you as well.
I did it.
Conquering your fear of snakes. Have you been playing with snakes ever since?
Hell no, but I did see one on the road and I was like, hey, we're cool now, right? Like, you're not going to bite me.
So for those that didn't hear it, you conquered one of your fears last week, and the fine folks over at the Woodland Park Zoo came in and brought in a couple of snakes, and you held one of their pythons.
Obi.
And some people were saying how it was fun listening to your reaction when you were holding the snake and all the weird sounds. And I figured since Dave is a fan of snakes and also wrestling, I put together a montage of some of our finer moments of you holding the snake set to the sweet sounds of one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Jake the Snake Roberts, his theme song.
Great.
Here we go. And here is the big song. What kind of snake do we have here?
Here we have a corn snake. His name is Salem, and he is about 12 years old.
Oh my! What's typically in their diet?
He loves adult mice.
Oh, that's his just favorite. Like you, Taryn.
Oh my gosh!
He's licking your phone, Steve. Smelling. Wait, smelling.
Exactly.
Because I learned this. They smell with their tongue.
Look at his little tongue. He's like, ah.
I don't think I'm ready.
You're not ready yet?
I don't think I'm ready yet. Oh my God, he's so close to me.
That tongue is pretty amazing. Their tongue is forked, and it's letting their brain know where they need to go directionally.
How are you feeling there, T-Dog?
I'm feeling very nervous. I think I've just blacked out a little bit. How do I hold him? Just with my hand?
I'd say go with the hand. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my God.
It's happening.
Just whatever you do, just don't drop him.
Okay. He's actually really nice.
He's very chill.
But when he starts looking at me, it freaks me out for a second.
I do like the parts where it gets like right up on your face and starts sticking its tongue out right at you.
We still talking about the snake?
Yes.
Sorry.
Have you ever held a snake?
Not on purpose. No.
Neither has Taryn. What's the consensus? Are you now...
I mean, I'm frozen. I haven't moved in 7 minutes.
I mean, it's got its body wrapped around your wrist.
I think he likes me.
How's it feel?
He's heavy.
You're doing great. So
he just kissed my neck.
He did.
He's romantic.
How's Bride going to feel
so
about
sweet.
This?
I have to say, though, I listened back because I wanted to... I went to the podcast and listened back to it. There were parts of the conversation I don't even remember having.
You were
blacked
out. I
literally had like a mental block.
My question for you, and listening to that again, it brings up the same question I had in my head, and I don't think I ever asked you, is what were the other options for you holding the snake? Because you're like, how do I hold it? And everyone's like, with your hands.
Well, I didn't know if they were going to like place that like on my shoulders or something.
Oh.
I didn't know.
I was like, are you going to use your feet?
I mean, he was a big boy too. I was very nervous, but he was nice, and Obi was very helpful in me facing my fears.
So when are we going to the Woodland Park Zoo for you to play with some of the bigger snakes?
Oh, Steve, I need some downtime first. I got to recover a little bit.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We're going to be at the Mariners game tomorrow afternoon, and you're invited to come hang out with us, play hooky from work, and grab your discounted tickets through KISW.com, and we will see you for first pitch at 1:10, Steve,
yes,
at T-Mobile Park. Let's go, Mariners.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over the weekend, my husband Brad got a couple of gifts for Father's Day that are directly related to a new passion of ours, okay. Steve. One of those things was a piece of yard art that's actually a birdhouse on the very top. It kind of looks like almost like an Eiffel Tower base with a birdhouse way up tall. It's like probably 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall.
It's huge.
What does something like that cost you?
I mean, originally it was like up near $200, but we got it for $95.
Oh, it's like you got it for free.
Pretty much. It was very, very good deal.
Where do you get something like this?
We got it at the Spare Room on Camano Island, which is like this little kind of yard art, funky vintage flea market-y type store.
I don't know why, but I was picturing like it was like on like a corner of like a street. You know, sometimes people have like different things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like chainsaw, like, you know, carved out bears, yep, and all that. Like, I always see those like in the corners. I was thinking like you just pulled up to you're like, oh crap, I don't have a Father's Day gift. Let me just grab something.
Load
from
it
this,
up.
This dude in the corner of this and this.
They have all sorts of cool stuff. They've got like, gotcha, the big Sasquatches and big giant roosters and things like that for your yard. But we got this big birdhouse, and then Brad got a field guide for birds of the Pacific Northwest because we have become bird people.
How did that even start?
You know, it's... The gateway was the hummingbird feeder. We started, okay, with one hummingbird feeder, then we got two. This year we have three, and now we have two bird feeders. And now we got...
Folks just don't get it.
How many now bird feeders do you have, Danny?
Zero, Steve.
Same,
what?
Same. Yeah, I've known. Why am I... I'm going broke feeding my two dogs and my child. I don't need to add birds into the mix. They won't even appreciate it.
The amount of money that we're now dropping on bird seed is kind of insane, but we love it. Like, on the weekends, we'll sit outside watch the birds, and then we're like, oh my God, is that a western tanager? Holy crap, there's a male spotted towhee. Did you see that? There's the Stellar's Jays. There's two of them up there.
City folks just don't get it.
So do you have, like, a book where you're, like, looking at the bird to see if it's the right type of bird?
So we didn't have the book until Father's Day. I ordered one for Brad that's, you know, specifically for the PNW, and now we've just been like nerding out on it, looking up all these different birds.
Is there an app where you can like take a picture of the bird and it'll tell you what kind of bird it is?
I'm sure that there is.
Yeah.
But it's become very, very fun. Like,
you would have lost it then, because at the last DOA wrestling show I did in Portland, I wish I had a chance to talk to this woman, but I couldn't find her afterwards. As I'm walking around doing right before my match, yelling at people and getting everything all riled up, I look into the crowd and there's a woman who has a freaking pigeon on her shoulder. It was like her pet pigeon, like an emotional support pigeon. And I've never seen something like that before. And it was like the talk of the locker room, like, hey, did you see the lady with the pigeon on her shoulder?
Oh my
and I'm like,
gosh.
Yeah, of course I did. Who shows up to an event, a loud wrestling event, and has a bird on their shoulder, and the bird stayed there the whole time?
Was it enjoying it? Who was the bird rooting for?
It wasn't rooting for me. It said mean things to me.
Oh, no. Well, what's something odd, I mean, aside from wrestling, something odd that you've become a nerd over?
Become a nerd? I mean, I think, I don't know if I would say I'm becoming a nerd over it, but I'm definitely fascinated by it, so I guess I am, is whenever my child is obsessed with a YouTube show, I just want to know how much money, how many views, like, what is the backstory? Like, why is Ryan and his family doing this now? Oh, his mom was once a teacher. Oh, and then she gave up being a teacher. I get really into the backstory behind, like, the engineering family or, like, this sugar star woman. I want to know what they're all about and what led to them doing this, because clearly they're making a lot of money doing it now.
You are like an archivist.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but I guess a nerd.
You're after the origin stories. You could start putting together documentaries about the YouTube people.
I kind of want to because, I mean, mainly it's because I think it's stupid and I hate that my child likes them. Mm-hmm. And, like, we constantly, like, we limit the amount. But when I watch her and she's so fascinated by it, and I know other children are too, I'm like, how did they even figure this out?
I mean, there's a method to their madness, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're a nerd over the origin story of YouTube stars. I'm a bird nerd. What about the Rockaholics? What's that odd thing that you have become a total nerd over? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
People tend to nerd out over strange things. So what about you? What would somebody say that you're a complete nerd over? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Aerosmith. What would somebody say that you are a total nerd over? 206-803-ROCK.
Nerd!
Steve, someone on hold is a major flower nerd over a very specific type of flower.
Are we talking flower like F-L-O-W-E-R or F-L-O-U-R?
Yes. The first one, not okay. The baking flower.
You never know.
We'll talk with them in just a moment, but first, Amy from Stanwood, tell us what you nerd out over.
Well, I've been nerding out over bread pudding lately.
Like making it yourself or going to places and trying their bread pudding?
Oh, no. I make the best bread pudding.
Prove it.
What is involved? I've personally never made bread pudding. What does it take to make bread pudding?
I guess it's just the love that I put into it because I really don't know. I guess really what it is the chocolate chips, but they're white chocolate chips, and you put in just enough to where you're wanting more.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are there different flavors of bread pudding? Excuse my bread pudding ignorance.
Well, some people use raisins. I don't do raisins. Oh. Some people, you know, you can make different ones, but I've got it down. I'm telling you.
Why do we hate raisins all of a sudden?
I've got to make some for you guys so you can judge it.
I would love to try. Have you ever done it with peanut butter chips?
You know, that's so weird that you said that because I have some and I'm going to try that today.
Oh,
please call back tomorrow. Let me know how that goes. Cause that sounds like something right up my wheelhouse.
100%. Wait, no, but raisins in anything ruins it.
Yeah. Why are we hating raisins?
Raisins are the worst.
When did this happen? It's like, first we find out that nobody likes ketchup. Now all of a sudden nobody likes raisins.
Yeah, Steve, you just have no taste buds.
Apparently I live in a weird world of ketchup and raisins.
Oh.
Oh my God. I'll just take a handful of raisins and eat them. To me, that's like one of the best snacks.
I feel sorry for you.
Get all stuck in your teeth. 206.
Oh, sorry.
803 Rock. Joe Dredd in West Seattle. What is something that you're a total nerd over?
Yeah. Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, about 8-10 years ago, I started doing this thing. Oh, I've got a yard. I could plant anything I want, and I started planting sunflowers. But sunflowers are just awesome. They put a smile on your face. And I got to the point where I would harvest the seeds and plant them the next year. So one day I decided, you know what? I'm just going to carry these seeds and a little digging tool and run around Seattle and just put them wherever I can to see if they grow. And if you drive down 2nd Avenue through Belltown, there's those planters between the bike path and the cars. Down there, all between Denny and Virginia, you will find my sunflowers growing there every summer.
Wait, Joe Dredd, the sunflower man?
Oh, I'm the sunflower king, my friend.
I was going to say sunflower fairy, but you guys, you know, make whatever happen on the business cards.
Wow, look at you, yeah. We're trying to make it masculine.
I have a greenhouse at home, and every year, every spring, I start some at home, and typically I will start about 300 sunflowers, and I always give them to my friends. And right now I have 5 different strains going.
Man, now that my daughter would lose her mind. She loves sunflowers.
I've never even tried growing them at my house, Joe, but I think that you might be my sunflower seed dealer now.
Well, you know, if you want some starts, I have some extras. But right now, I've got this fascination for a style. I couldn't get them to grow before. I got one to grow last year, and I got all the seeds from it. Have you ever seen a teddy bear sunflower?
No.
Look it up. They're very fluffy.
So are we going to see at the next the Kiss tribute band that you're in, Almost Human, at the next Almost Human show, is it going to be like your bass rig is going to have a bunch of sunflowers on top of it?
You're damn right it won't.
Love you, Joe.
206-803-ROCK. Bob from Tacoma, what would someone say that you're a total nerd over?
Boy, how in the hell do I follow that guy?
I know you learned something new about your friend Joe. All of a sudden, he's planting sunflowers all over Seattle. I love that.
Well, I'm a total nerd for hummingbirds, so I've probably got 85 different plants in my backyard that hummingbirds love. And I got a tip for you, Karen. With your feeders, make sure that you change the water every 4 days. Yeah, because there's a fungus that'll start in that, and it makes it, so it'll kill the hummingbirds eventually, so you don't want to do that.
Okay, I was doing it every Sunday, but I need to do it every 4 days.
You murderer.
Yeah, during the summer, because it gets pretty hot. But no, I'll sit on my deck, and I've got hummingbirds that'll land on my shoulder and stuff. It's really cool.
Okay, that is life goals for me, Bob.
Bob, more importantly, do you like raisins?
No.
No.
Oh, God, hang up on him. Bob
is the man.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? And were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday for three of the correct answers to the game?
And do you like raisins?
No. Steve has hit 200 wins this morning. He has 64 losses, 47 ties. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.